Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories from Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. I'd like us all to take a moment now to consider the fact that a piece titled Tubby's Tango for four-part harp ensemble was recently uploaded to Harp Column Music. If you're like me and love the title of this piece by Harp Column featured composer Stephen Dunstone, you'll be delighted by the recording available at harpcolummusic.com. I literally danced around the room with my puppy. For our sixth episode, we speak with Sunita Stanislow, author of the featured interview in the March-April issue of Harp Column. Since this episode will be released before many of you receive your issues, you might not know much about the recent International Harp Competition in Israel. The competition took place in Akko, Israel, between November 28th and December 3rd, 2015. To look at a list of past winners for this competition, having just completed its 19th season, is to see some of the most significant and groundbreaking artists of the 20th century. To learn more about the International Harp Competition in Israel, please visit www.harpcontest-israel.org. To clarify, the dash in that address refers to the symbol, not a spelled-out word. Sunita Stanislow, who many of you may remember as the cover girl for the 2015 July-August issue, has been our own Israel correspondent for the International Harp Competition in Israel since 2001, and is about to give us all a little behind the scenes for this exciting event, and an up-close look at the second and first place winners, Anna L. Tourette and Yu Ying Chin. But first, I'll have Sunita introduce herself.
I'm Sunita Stanislow, and I live in Jaffa, Israel, just south of Tel Aviv. I am a professional harpist teacher. I maybe am best known for the books that I've arranged. I have recordings. I go to harp festivals. I love being part of the action in the harp world. I meet lots of different harpists. It's like one of my real perks to be able to interview the winners for the International Harp Contest because I'm here. I get to do it. So thank you.
You've been interviewing the harpists since 2001. That's amazing. You've seen and gotten to meet some of the most amazing harpists of our time.
And just when they're sort of fresh, you know, as an outsider, if you just go up and you say congratulations, you don't get to really talk to them. But I tell them, I'm the Israeli correspondent for the Harp Column, and I need to interview for you the cover. It's like, oh, yeah, let's talk. I get to be one of the first to really learn their stories. And oh, I love it. That's one of my perks for moving to Israel.
You've seen so many in the time that you've lived there. What has changed and what stayed the same?
So location has changed. They moved to Akko, which is a town in the north, at least for this last competition. But the whole idea, energy, and reputation, I guess that only grows. In a sense, the essence is still there. So you're changing the scenery a little bit, but the judges and that it's four stages, all of that's the same.
Did you get to hear both of the first and second place winners perform?
Yes. So, you know, it's a small harp world and network. So a friend of mine, harpist, she went to the first stage and she said, you've got to hear this harpist. So I can't make everything. So it's like, no, you have to come to the afternoon, not the morning. So right away I got heads up. So I pretty much followed both Anna L. and Yu Ying through their stages because they're just beautiful harpists from the beginning. Each stage, there's an award for one of the pieces. Usually it's an Israeli piece or contemporary work. And Anna L., she was winning the awards. And so there was this excitement building, especially when you feel like maybe it's a little bit more of a close contest. And then there was excitement. I felt the excitement. They picked numbers in the very beginning, and that's your number. So Yu Ying was always after Anna L. and very closely following her. The order stays the same and different people drop out. It was nice for me because two of the top people were close to each other, so I could kind of, you know, plan my day to follow both of them.
Would you say that they're similar players? How would you describe each Yu Ying and Anna L's playing?
So they're not as similar maybe as you would think for it to be like so close. Yu Ying has a sort of more sparkly tone and she's a little bit more perhaps of a purist. And Al really looked and worked with the musicians in the chamber stage, which is stage three, giving cues like a pro. And her sense of phrasing was just phenomenal. So both of them were such a pleasure to listen to. And you kind of followed their stories slightly differently. There's 10 years between them. So you have somebody who's already a professional harpist that walks out. She knows her stuff. And you feel this sense of confidence like, yeah, I've been here before. I've played for millions in China. And then you get somebody young and fresh who also walks out sort of saying with her body language, I'm a musician. The harpist that played the best looked the most comfortable. And I've never sat so close. And that's another thing. You can see them sweat. You see them flinch. You see them smile. And when you sit in the back of a big hall, it's a completely different experience. And this was really a small hall, and you're up close and personal. So you can't hide anything, really. And always, Anna L. and Yu Ying, they smiled. They looked like they loved playing the harp.
Listening to Harp Column Podcast number 6. You can read more harp news, opinions, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. Today, we are talking to our own Israeli correspondent, Sunita Stanislow, about the International Harp Competition in Israel.
I think the fun thing about a competition is to hear a piece played differently and realize that they both can be good. Because sometimes when you're studying a piece, you know, they say, no, that's too fast. No, that has to be louder. You know, close your thumb, do this or that. It's like there's this way you're supposed to do it. And then you hear people play completely differently and they can take your breath away.
How long after the competition was over was it until you spoke with them?
Well, pretty immediately. You have to catch them because people book their flights. So I've always gone right up on stage. Person from, I guess, the Chinese radio in Israel that grabbed Yu Ying right away. So I couldn't talk to her for about 10 minutes. So I went straight up and spoke with Anna L. first. But you get them fresh after the award ceremony. So I catch them minutes right after. They're still sweating when I meet them. There's always this moment right before I walk up to meet them and I think, oh, I hope their English is good. Okay, they don't speak Hebrew. I don't think I could interview necessarily in Hebrew. I could like understand them. But I have sort of rusty French. You know, in the last couple contests, the level of everyone's English, I mean, some of these people are trilingual. It's a more competitive world out there. Not only do you have to be good at the harp, you have to be like trilingual and play four instruments and whatever. It's just, it's kind of exciting to meet these people.
How did they strike you as people when you got to sit down and speak with them?
You know, really just warm and gracious. And I think I find that the better people are often, the more sort of real they are. I mean, they've played a lot and worked a lot. And I think when you really work hard as a musician, there's a sense of humility you get at the same time. There was no sense of being a prima donna in any way. And that was really refreshing. And they're both wonderful people, and this is part of it. But I think also the harp is a really difficult instrument. I mean, it's humbling a little bit. It's not like being a pop star and immediately, you know, you're all of a sudden maybe you could be on YouTube for a million people. You really work to get where you are. I put this in the interview too, but when I spoke with Yu Ying about how did she become a harpist and why and what's it like being in China, she came from a very musical family. And she remembers hearing stories of how her father and her family had to listen to classical music in secret because classical music is Western, you know, and European-based, and it's not what China had in mind when they were really looking inward to build up what is Chinese. And so during the Cultural Revolution, there was a couple pieces that could be played, but essentially you had to listen in secret. And then to have classical music be blossoming in China, to me, is really phenomenal. And it seems somehow so right that the winner is Chinese, because I think it's the beginning of a new era. I guess what impressed me is that Yu Ying is so lovely and didn't seem hardcore and competitive, and she was really pushed as a child. It's a contest held this last time in this Crusader building with arches, and it's a museum, and it's not set up really for a contest. So there isn't this huge backstage. So when there's a break and everybody goes out for some fresh air, you're kind of rubbing shoulders with people who just played, because they're going to come back in and listen. So I remember seeing Yu Ying, who, you know, ends up being, you know, the winner after she played, and another time before, and you see them just kind of sitting there quietly or focusing or, you know, getting a snack, and they just all seem so very human, you know? And there's a lot of camaraderie. It's a wonderful thing to see, even in a competition. There is a lot of friendly interaction, and friendships are made, and you would think this is where maybe you don't really want to talk to your competitor, but people do. And so up on stage, while they're waiting for their awards, Yu Ying and Anael were like talking and laughing with each other. I thought, wow, that's such a good sign. And the Israel Harp Contest has been like that for ever since I've known. It's something special about it.
That's it for our sixth episode. Many thanks to Sunita Stanislow for speaking with us. Music for today's episode comes from the newest album by the Debussy Trio, 3x3, featuring harpist Marcia Dickstein, and reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. Thanks again for joining us. My name is Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column send our most sincere congratulations to Anael and Yu Ying on their astounding accomplishment.